USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is taking action to curb gun violence as he met with survivors of a recent mass shooting in Monterey Park, California, Tuesday. In a speech, the president laid out the details of his new executive order on gun control.
More parents, teachers, police officers, health providers, and counselors know how to flag for a court that someone is exhibiting violent tendencies.
Biden added Congress should act to implement universal background checks and ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Back in January, 11 people were shot and killed in Monterey Park in a predominantly Asian-American community after a Lunar New Year festival. President Biden says he'll continue working to lower costs for Americans. His comment comes as the latest Consumer Price Index report showed inflation eased on an annual basis, but rose slightly in February over the prior month. Ohio is suing railroad company Norfolk Southern over the toxic train derailment in East Palestine last month. The state's attorney general explained what Ohio is looking to gain.
The state of Ohio has sued Norfolk and Southern over the February 3rd derailment and subsequent toxic spill that occurred near the village, in the village of East Palestine.
Dave Yost added that he's also seeking a declarative judgment that Norfolk Southern is responsible. The mortality rate for kids is rising fast.
A new study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association says the mortality rate for children and teens spiked in 2020 and in 2021. The increase in deaths was driven by homicides, accidental drug overdoses, car accidents, and suicides. The mortality rate of Americans aged 1 to 19 increased by 11% from 2019 to 2020 and another 8% between 2020 and 2021. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people, and they're for you.
Well, we're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get? And as fast as possible.
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A nor'easter is bringing snow, high winds, and rain to the East Coast. As of Tuesday afternoon, there were well over 300,000 power outages. Flight delays are piling up as the strengthening storm brings in heavy snow as well. Upstate New York, most of New England are feeling the worst of it. More than 20 million people are under winter weather alerts. San Francisco could become the first major U.S. city to fund reparations for slavery and systemic racism. What would that look like? John Schaefer has more.
Under a plan being devised by a city-appointed task force, every black adult would receive a payment of $5 million, the elimination of personal debt and tax burdens, a guaranteed annual income of at least $97,000 for 250 years, and a house in San Francisco for just $1. Critics say this plan is financially impossible and would cost every non-black resident $600,000. But committee members fired back, saying this is an accurate estimate of what it would take to begin repairing the damage of slavery and discrimination.
A bill is moving forward in Florida to lower the minimum age when someone can buy a gun. The measure would allow anyone 18 years or older to purchase rifles and other long firearms. This would reverse a 2018 law that was put in place following the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting in South Florida that killed 17 people and injured 17 others. A state House panel approved the bill to lower the age requirement yesterday. A Senate version of the bill has yet to be filed. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.